الله الله
إيدر
القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكيم.
You're listening to Eders.com.
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقال سبحانه وتعالى: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. قال سبحانه وتعالى: واذكر في الكتاب إبراهيم إنه كان صديقا نبيا. وقال سبحانه وتعالى: فلما بلغ معه السعي قال يا بني إني أرى في المنام أني أذبحك فانظر ماذا ترى. قال يا أبت افعل ما تؤمر ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصابرين. وقال سبحانه وتعالى: وإذ ابتلى إبراهيم ربه بكلمات فأتمهن قال إني جاعلك للناس إماما قال ومن ذريتي قال لا ينال أحد الظالمين. Respected elders, respected mashayikh, respected ulama, my brothers, my sisters, and my little ones, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. After praising the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and sending salutations upon our Prophet, peace be upon him, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi, I begin by thanking yourselves for inviting me to convey the message of Allah and His Messenger Muhammad Rasulullah, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. And I pray to the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah accepts your efforts and accept this work that you are doing. As I pray to the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah accepts my efforts and keeps them taking khidmat from me to convey this beautiful message of His and the message of أو نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم. As you are aware that today is a very blessed day, and as you are aware, Eid al-Adha, the Eid of sacrifice, the Eid of Qurban, is just around the corner. And today in every masjid, wherever this masjid may be in the world, whether it be in the midst of the Sahara or the frozen plains of Siberia, or somewhere in the North and South Pole, or even the East and West. After every salah, you will hear the beautiful echoes of the takbir. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, wallahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, wallahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, wallahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Allah is the greatest. Allah is the greatest. There is no God worthy of worship but Allah. And Allah is the greatest. Allah is the greatest. And all prayers are for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything from the fish in the ocean to the stars in the sky are a testimony of the greatness of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know the days of Hajj have already begun. And the Hajjis, the young and the old, the male and female, the small, the big, the black, the white, gather in their millions like a swarm of bees. They gather on the plains of Arafat today, begging for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, so that they return as pure as the day their mothers gave them birth. And to match this occasion, the title that has been allocated by yourselves is none other than the remembrance of the great Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. And I must say, what a beautiful title this is. Of all these days, and everything that happens on these days, is about Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam and our Prophet peace be upon him. This Hajj itself, one of the pillars of Islam and the foundations of this deen, itself is all about Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Open the books of tafsir, under the verse of the Quran, وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالٌ وَعَلَى كُلِّ ضَامِنٍ يَأْتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ وَيَذْكُرُوا اسْمَ اللَّهِ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ ألما رزقهم من بهيمة الأنعام فكلوا منها وأطعموا البائس الفقير. Open the books of tafsir under this verse of the Quran, and you will find the commentators like Imam Baghdadi rahmatullah alayh. They relate on the authority of Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. So when Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam was ordered to make the call for Hajj and tell the people that Hajj has now become first upon them, compulsory upon them, he asked, Ya Allah, Ya Rabb, وَمَنْ يُبَلِّغْ صَوْتِي. Oh Allah, this is an isolate place. This is a remote desert. Oh Allah, you know nobody lives here. Not a single soul to be seen. People live miles away from here. And my voice will not be able to reach these people. They will not be able to hear me. They will not be able to hear me when I make this call. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replies to Ibrahim, مِنْكَ الْأَذَانِ وَعَلَيْهِ الْبَلَاغِ. Oh Ibrahim, it is your responsibility to make the call. You just make the call. Wherever the people are, whether they are in some jungle or some desert, it is my responsibility and I take it upon myself that I will make sure that they have heard your call. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam climbs Mount Abi Qubays. Placing his fingers in his ears, he calls out, facing the north, facing them the south, the east and west, he calls out, أيها الناس إن ربكم قد بنى بيتا فهجوا. أيها الناس إن ربكم قد بنى بيتا فهجوا. أيها الناس إن ربكم قد بنى بيتا فهجوا. Oh people, your Lord has made himself a house. It is compulsory upon you to make the Hajj. Oh people, come and make the Hajj. Oh people, come and visit this house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Mufassireen, the commentators of the Quran write, فَأَسْمَعَ مَنْ بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَنْ فِي أَصْلَابِ الرِّجَالِ وَأَرْحَامِ النِّسَاءِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam made this call, Allah conveyed this voice of his, not only to all those that were on the face of the earth at the time, but even to those that were to come right till the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conveyed this message of his to all these people. And the people replied, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. Oh Allah, we are present, oh Allah, we will come. Some read the Talbiyah once, Some repeated it twice. Some repeated it more than this. And it is narrated that people will perform Hajj as they answered the call. And those from amongst them that did not answer the call on that day will not make the pilgrimage and will not make the Hajj. As I mentioned, everything that happens on these days, these blessed days, is about Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Everything in the holy cities is about Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. When I see the beautiful house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where it is beautiful ghalaf, the name of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam comes to mind, as the Quran says, وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَائِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلِ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. As Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was the one who raised the foundations of the Holy Kaaba and built this house with his hands, and it was he who prayed, O Allah, accept this effort from us, إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. You are the hear and knower of all the things. When I see the Maqam Ibrahim near the house of Allah, إن أول بيت وضع للناس للذي ببكة مبارك وهدى للعالمين فيه آيات بينات ومقام إبراهيم. The name of this glorious prophet Sayyidina Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام comes to mind. When I see the well of Zamzam and I drink the water of Zamzam and I see the mountains of Safa and Marwa and the people making the sa'i between these mountains, the name of Sayyidina Ibrahim عليه السلام and his family comes to mind. When I see the holy city of مكة المكرمة and how it has become the capital of the Muslim world, وَإِذْ جَعَلْنَا الْبَيْتَ مَثَابَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَأَمْنًا. The names of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam comes to mind. When I see the fruits, when I see the fruit shops in Makkah with pomegranates, when I see the guavas, when I see the mangoes, when I see the saksumas, when I see the apples, when I see the pears, when I see the leeches, when I see the bananas, when I see the grapes in a place where even the mountains have turned black due to the intensity, the name of Sayyidina Ibrahim comes to mind. As all this is the result of his prayer, which was answered, O Allah, وَارْزُقْ أَهْلَهُ مِنَ السَّمَرَاتِ مَنْ آمَنَ مِنْهُمْ. When I see women roaming in the streets of Makkah in late hours of the night, yet not a soul raises an eyebrow, the name Sayyidina Ibrahim comes to mind, as it was he that prayed, and it was his prayer that was answered, O Allah, رَبِّ اجْعَلْ هَذَا الْبَلَدَ آمِنًا. O Allah, make this a place of peace. O Allah, make this a peaceful place. O Allah, make this city a city of peace. When I think, O our Prophet, peace be upon him, the name of Sayyidina Ibrahim comes to mind, as was it not he who prayed, ربنا وابعث فيهم رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياتك ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة ويزكيهم إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. O Allah, send from amongst them a messenger who will recite unto them your verses, ويعلمهم الكتاب, and who will teach them the kitab, والحكمة, who will teach them the hikmah, ويزكيهم, and who will purify them, إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. O Allah, you are the Almighty and you are the All Wise. When I see the tears flowing from the eyes of those saying farewell to the Hajis, not being able to go themselves, and when I see those on wheelchairs, when I see the old that can barely walk, and when I see the blind making this pilgrimage, the name of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam comes to mind, as it was he who prayed, فَجْعَلْ أَفْئِدَةً مِنَ النَّاسِ تَهْوِي إِلَيْهِمْ. O Allah, fill the heart of some among men with love towards them. And today we find, as a result of this, we find that this whole journey is not an easy one. We find that in spite this whole journey is not an easy one. No matter how much difficulty a Hadi goes through, no matter how much difficulty he experienced, we find that the following year, this very Hadi has a desire to perform the Hajj again and make the pilgrimage and go visit the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I think of ourselves as Muslims, the blessed name of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam comes to mind. As was it not he who gave us this name, as the Quran says, who was the Ma'akum al-Muslimin? It was he who gave you this name and called you Muslim. And one can continue. One can continue, and the name of this great prophet Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam will keep on coming to mind. Everything about this great Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was phenomenal. When we look at Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, and when we put up the books of Sirah and Tariq, we will find that his iman was phenomenal. It was unbelievable. When we look at his tawakkul, we will realize that this was phenomenal. When we look at his obedience, we will not even be able to comprehend it. When we look at the sacrifices that he made, when we look at his character, he was, as the Quran describes and says, إِنَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ كَانَ أُمَّةً قَانِتًا لِلَّهِ حَنِيفًا وَلَمْ يَكُنْ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. إن إبراهيم كان أمة قانتا لله حنيفا ولم يكن من المشركين. And the sacrifices he made for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he made for the sake of the deen, are well beyond the comprehension of the human mind. They are well beyond the understanding of humans. We will never be able to comprehend these sacrifices that he made, not even in a billion years. Tomorrow being the tenth of Dhul-Hijjah, the first that comes to mind is how, when the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came, how this great Nabi of Allah, without any hesitation whatsoever, without even stopping to think for one second, how, when this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam was ready to sacrifice his son, was ready to sacrifice Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam for the sake of Allah. You and I will never be able to comprehend the sacrifice. We will never be able to comprehend this sacrifice, not even in a million years. This is well beyond our intellect. It is well beyond our comprehension. It is well beyond our understanding. It is well beyond our imagination. We will not be able to get 1% of the true picture in our minds. Not even 1%. And the reason being, we are the lucky ones. We are the fortunate ones. Allah has given us everything, and He has given us everything on a plate. Every blessing that we can think of, and much, much more, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us all these blessings, all these ni'mat, without us even asking, without us even begging, without us even crying for them, without even any trial, without any sacrifice on our behalf, and without any difficulty whatsoever, the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us all these blessings. Look at this blessing of children that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, which are qurratu a'yun, a source of comfort to our eyes. We find, as the Quran says, يَهَبُ لَمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لَمَنْ يَشَاءُ ذُكُورًا أَوْ يُزَوِّجُهُمْ ذُكْرَانُ وَإِنَاثًا. To some of us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a boy. To some of us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a girl. To some, He has given both boys and girls. Without us even asking, without us even begging for this blessing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this great gift. But how can we comprehend the sacrifice when we have received these children without any difficulty whatsoever? Today we have taken everything for granted. Everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, we have taken everything we granted, but we find we have no value for these blessings whatsoever. This is why we have seen our children run towards the fire of hell, and yet we show no concern whatsoever. Only those to whom Allah hasn't given a child, or to those whom Allah has given a child, when He gave it to them after years of crying, He gave it to them after years of trying, He gave it to them after years of begging, after years of weeping, after years of asking. Only these people, and only these people alone, can comprehend the sacrifice of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. And even these people, they cannot comprehend the true nature of this sacrifice and get the exact picture 100%. They can only comprehend it to an extent. Let me explain. I'm sure that you are aware that Sayyidina Ibrahim والسلام, was married to our mother Hazrat Sarah. He was married to our mother Hazrat Sarah, and a year of marriage passes and there is no child. And the words that would flow were Rabbi Habli Mina Salihin, O my Lord, grant me a righteous son. O Allah, grant me a righteous son. 2 years of the marriage pass, and yet still there is no child, and yet still the words that are flowing, رَبِّ هَبْلِ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. O Allah, grant me a righteous son. 5 years of marriage passed, and yet there is still no child. The words are still flowing, رَبِّ هَبْلِ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. O Allah, grant me a righteous son. 10 years of marriage passed, and there is still no child, and the words still flow, رَبِّ هَبْلِ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. 20 years of marriage, and there is still no child. 30 years of marriage, there is still no child, and yet the words are still flowing, رَبِّ هَبْلِ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. O Allah, grant me a righteous son. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, as every day passes, he's aging, he's getting older. As every day passes, his bones are getting weaker day by the day. Our mother has passed the age women normally give birth to. Logically, the future seems to be getting bleaker. Logically, the future seems to be getting gloomier. But no, لا تكرتوا من رحمة الله. There is no such thing as losing hope. There is no such thing as despairing. And why should there be? Because Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, he is praying to the very Allah. Logic says yes, a child cannot be born without a mother and father. But Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he is praying to the Master. He is praying to the very Lord. He is praying to the very Creator who created Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam from a mother without a father, to the very Lord that doesn't look at logic. He is praying to the very Lord who created our mother Hazrat Hawa from a male without a female. He is praying to that very Lord who created Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam without a male, who created Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam without a female. This is the Lord he is praying to. He is praying to that very Allah. كُلَّمَا دَخَلَ عَلَيْهَا زَكَرِيَا الْمِحْرَابِ وَجِدَ عِنْدَهَا رِزْكَ. The very Allah who would give Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam the fruits of winter in summer, and who would give her the fruits of summer in winter. He is praying to the very Lord. كَفَنَادَ فِقْرُ الْأَمَاتِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Who heard Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam call out from the depths of ocean, and he answered his prayer. He is praying to the very Lord who answered the prayer of Yahya when he prayed, O Allah, إِنِّي وَهَنَ الْأَظْمُ مِنِّي وَاشْتَعَلَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْبًا وَلَمْ أَكُنْ بِدُعَائِكَ رَبِّي شَقِيًّا وَإِنِّي خِفْتُ الْمَوَالِيَ مِنْ وَرَائِي وَكَانَتِ امْرَأَتِي عَاقِرًا فَهَبْ لِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيًّا. O Allah, فَهَبْ لِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيًّا. O Allah, my bones have become weak, my hair has become grey, my wife is barren. وَهَبْ لِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيًّا. O Allah, give me a son. O Allah, give me a son. My brothers, this is the Lord that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam would pray to, and he would pray, رَبِّ هَبْ لِي مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ رَبِّ هَبْ لِي مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. O Allah, grant me a righteous son. O Allah, grant me a righteous son. This was Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam lose hope. And this is a message that I would like to convey to all my brothers and sisters to whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has still not given a chance. لا تكرتون رحمة الله is a message under command of the Quran. O Muslimanat, do not despair and never ever lose hope in the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep on trying, keep on crying, keep on begging, and the words should be flowing from your lips. رَبِّ هَبْ لِي مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. O Allah, grant me a righteous son. رَبِّ هَبْ لِي مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. And these words should flow after Fajr prayer. They should flow after Asr prayer. They should flow after Maghrib. They should flow after Isha. Wake up in tahajjud during the night and beg the Almighty Allah. O Allah, رَبِّ هَبْ لِي مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ. O Allah, grant his wife and offspring who will be the comfort of life. And inshaAllah, if there is khair in this, one day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will listen to your prayer and answer your prayer, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you a child. So Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam would pray day and night. And after years, one day, at the age of 86, the great servant of Allah was 86, فَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِغُلَامٍ حَلِيمٍ, when he received the glad tidings and when he was given a son. At the age of 86, this prayer was answered. And even then, it was answered in a very remarkable way, and putting Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam through many trials. Only after this was his prayer of his answer. It so happened, as Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi has related in his work Sahih al-Bukhari, a hadith, that when Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was passing through Egypt, he informed our mother Hazrat Sarah that there is a zalim king here, a tyrant ruler. And any beautiful woman this king sees, he abducts and then he rapes. And if this beautiful woman is accompanied by a husband, he in turn kills the husband. However, if she is accompanied by some relative other than the husband, he doesn't harm her. Thus, ما على الأرض مؤمن غيري وغيره. Remember, there is not a single believer on the face of this earth at this moment in time other than you and I. So when he asks you, tell him, I'm not your husband. Tell him, you are my sister. Meaning he was referring to that you are a sister of mine indeed. And this is what happened. When the king entered, she of the Quran teaches, يَا أَيُّوَ الَّذِينَ آمُنُوا اسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. O believers, seek help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through patience and salah. She stands up in prayer. And she prays, اللهم إن كنت تعلم أني آمنت بك وبرسولك وأحسنت فرجي إلا على زوجي فلا تسلط علي الكافر. She prays, and when she finishes her prayer, and this king advances with evil intentions, her prayers, and he extends her hand, and he extends his evil hand, her prayer becomes answered, and his hand becomes paralyzed. He then says to her, if you pray to your Lord to make my hand better, I will let you be. She prays to her Lord, his hand becomes better. But yet again, for a second time, he advances with evil intentions. Yet again, she makes the same prayer. اللهم إن كنت تعلم أني آمنت بك وبرسولك وأحسنت فرجي إلى على زوجي فلا تسلط عليه الكافر. His hand becomes paralyzed for a second time. Yet again, he makes the same request, and she prays for him, and his hand becomes better. When his hand becomes better, yet again he advances for the third time with evil intentions. Yet again, the words are flowing from her lips. اللهم إن كنت تعلم أني آمنت بك وبرسولك وأحسنت فرجي إلا على زوجي فلا تسلط علي الكافر. And yet again, for a third time, his hand becomes paralyzed. It's hard to come for life for a third time, and yet again he makes the same request. This time he makes the request, she prays, his hand becomes better, and he fulfills his promise, and he lets her go. He lets her go, saying that take her away, she's not a human being, she is a jinn. And at the same time, he gives her a present in the form of our mother, Hazrat Hajar alayhi salam. Now our mother, Hazrat Sarah, in turn afterwards, gave our mother, Hazrat Hajar, to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, saying, كَإِنَّ الرَّبَّ كَدْ أَحْرَمَنِ الْوَلَدِ فَأَدْخَلَ عَلَىٰ أُمَّةِ هَذِهِ لَأَلَّ اللَّهَ يَرْزُقْنِ مِنْهَا وَلَدًا. That maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you a child through her. The prayer of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam was now answered. And our mother Hazrat Hajar was expecting. Now when our mother Hazrat Sarah saw this, naturally, she felt as any woman would feel in her position and in this circumstance. She requested to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam that he take her away from him. Now our mother Hazrat Hajar alayhi salam, fearing and not knowing what would become of her, she began to run and reside nearby spring. And only returned after she received the glad tidings from Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, كَلَا زَخَافِي فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ جَاعِلُ مِنْ هَذَا الْغُلَامِ الَّذِي حَمَلْتِ خَيْرًا. Only when she received the glad tidings from Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, is that you are going to give birth to a son, and you will see a lot of good through this child, and you will name him Sayyidina Ismail. Only then did our mother return. Now the child is born, and the name of this child is Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, as they have been instructed. Now if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted, he could have ordered Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam to sacrifice his child now, as soon as the child was born. And yes, this would have been a remarkable sacrifice. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't do this. Allah doesn't order Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to sacrifice his child as he's born. The question is why? Why doesn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do this then? Why? Yes, it would have been a remarkable sacrifice if Allah ordered Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to sacrifice the child then, and he'd done this. But at the same time, it would not have been the ultimate sacrifice. It would have been a remarkable sacrifice, but not the ultimate sacrifice. Let me explain this. If a child is born to one of us today, and then say this child is to die thereafter, yes, we would be happy when this child is born. And yes, if the child was to thereafter die, we would grieve. Tears would flow from our eyes, we would cry, and we would be saddened. But this crying and this sadness would be nothing in comparison if the child was to die at the age of maybe 10, maybe 12, maybe 13. When a child is born, yes, we have love for this child, and we are happy with the birth of this child, and we express our happiness and our love for this child in many different ways. However, as every day passes thereafter, this love that we have for our son or for our daughter increases. Because every day that passes, the bond between mother and son, the bond between father and son, is getting stronger by the day. When the child, after a few weeks, is able to recognize his mother and father, and the child smiles every time his name is called, the love increases. When he crawls and falls, the love increases. When he begins to walk, the love increases. When he says his first words, the love increases. The first time he says, Abba, Amma, the love increases. Every day, the love is increasing. And then, one day, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was to take away this child, say at the age of 10, now we would really feel the pain And we will really shed tears. Why? Because of our love for this child which has reached the peak, which has become incomparable. Because of our sleepless nights. Because of your sacrifices. Because of the good days that have passed with this child. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just doesn't want the sacrifice. He wants the ultimate sacrifice. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself paves the way for this, as the hadith of Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu states. The hadith of Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu states that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam through a small test before he wants the ultimate test. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam to take this son of his with his mother. And this son which he has given him at the age of 86, and through so much difficulty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants him to leave this son with his mother in Makkah al-Mukarramah. Makkah al-Mukarramah at the time, my brothers, was no way like Makkah is today, with the beautiful roads and tall lofty buildings and beautiful hotels and palm trees. Makkah in them days was nothing like it as it is today. There was no such thing as water in Makkah. There was no such thing as trees. There was no such thing as buildings. Nothing. There was not even a soul living there. It was a desert. And all you would see was black mountains. You would see burning sun. And you would see scorching heat. And that's about it. Only those that have experienced something like this will be able to truly comprehend what I'm referring to and what I'm saying. By the grace of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I have had some experience with regard to these places. Places where there is nothing whatsoever other than black mountains, scorching heat and burning sun. And I swear by the Almighty Allah, it is in places like this where you really remember Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to mind 24/7. Allah comes to mind 24/7 in these places. And it is in this place that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ordering Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam to leave our mother and to leave this child, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, at the place where the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. He leaves this child with his mother at the place where the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is today, with only a bag full of dates and a water bottle. This is the only thing that he leaves with him, and then he begins to return. He begins to return, and our mother follows saying, Ya Ibrahim, أين تذهب? Ya Ibrahim, أين تذهب? وتتركنا بهذا الوادي الذي ليس به أنيس ولا شيء. Oh Ibrahim, where are you going? You are going, you are returning, and you are going to leave us in this body where there is not a single thing, not even a human inside. And Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam does not reply. And he repeats yet again the same word, Ya Ibrahim, أين تذهب? وتتركنا بهذا الوادي الذي ليس به أنيس ولا شيء. Oh Ibrahim, you are going to leave us here, yet you know there is not a single soul here, there is nothing here, there is no water here, there are no trees here, there is nothing here whatsoever, and you are going to leave us in this remote place. And yet again Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam does not reply. She keeps on asking, but Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam does not reply. His heart doesn't soften, as this is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Finally, seeing that he's not going to reply, she asks, Oh Ibrahim, just tell me one thing. Oh Ibrahim, just tell me one thing. Allahu amraka bihada. Is it your Lord that has ordered you to do this? It is only then that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam replies, and he replies in the affirmative, na'am. Yes, it is my Lord that has ordered me to do this. Allahu Akbar, look at their level of iman. He is leaving her in a place where there is not a single thing. And when is this the answer that he gives her, she replies, if this is the case, إِذَنْ لَا يُضَيِّئُنَا. If this is the case that your Lord has ordered you to leave us here, then your Lord will never let us go to waste. Never can we comprehend this level of iman. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam returns, and where he cannot see them, he faces the holy Kaaba. He prays, Rabbana, إِنِّي أَسْكَنْتُ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي بِوَادٍ غَيْرِ ذِي زَرْعٍ إِنَّ بَيْتِكَ الْمُحَرَّمُ رَبَّنَا لِيُقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ فَاجْعَلْ أَفْئِدَةً مِنَ النَّاسِ تَهْوِي إِلَيْهِمْ وَارْزُقْهُم مِّنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَشْكُرُونَ. Oh my Allah, I have made some of my offspring to dwell in a valley without cultivation by the sacred house. Oh Allah, I have done this in order that they may establish regular prayer. Oh Allah, fill the hearts of some among men towards them and feed them with food so that they may give thanks. Now our mother returns and she eats from this bag and she drinks from this water. It is only a small bag and very less water. How long is it going to last for? She would drink from this bag, drink from this water, and then in turn feed the cat. But after a few days, there are no dates, and there is no water, and in turn, there is no milk to feed the cat. She is thirsty. The child is thirsty, they are suffering from starvation. The child is in pain, the child is suffering. How can this mother tolerate the child in pain? She distanced herself from the child as to not to see the child. The child is turning from one place to another. The child is dying for water. Worried and out of desperation, our mother climbs Mount Safa to see if she can see someone. Maybe she can see someone. Maybe he will be able to help her. Maybe she will be able to see some water in the distance. She climbs Mount Safa, but she cannot see a single soul. She cannot see water. Concerned about the well-being about the child, about the well-being of the child, of the safety of the child, she descends from the mountain and runs in the valley to see the child. The child is still alive. The child is crying. The child is desperate and needs water. Out of desperation, now she climbs the other mountain which is nearby, Mount Marwa, yet again for the same reason. Maybe she will be able to find somebody there. Maybe she will be able to see water from distance. But yet again, there is not a single soul in sight. She can see no one. She can see no water. And she does this 7 times, one mountain to the second mountain, yet again to the first, yet again to the second, and she keeps on doing this. And our Prophet, peace be upon him, in the hadith has said, هذا سعي الناس بينهما. This is the sa'i people make between Safa and Marwa, and it is because of this that they make this sa'i between Safa and Marwa, because our mother had done this 7 times. Finally, when she is on Marwa, she can hear a voice in her ears. It is Sayyidina Jibreel appears before her, and with the back of his foot, he hits the place where the well of Zamzam is today, and water begins to spring out. Our mother drinks from this water, and in turn, our mother feeds Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam. In turn, feeds Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. Now the child is growing as every day passes, and the love for this child is increasing by the second. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shrink the earth for Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. And thus, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam was able to cover long distances in a very short time. He would come, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam would come and visit his family, expressing this love and showing this love he has for her and he has for his son, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam. And the child is growing day by day, and Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam is seeing this. And now when the child has reached the age, as the Quran says, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَوْ صَيْرٍ. Now when the child has reached the age in which he is no longer in need, he can look after himself. And this love has reached its peak. According to Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, if my memory serves me right, the age of the child at the time was only 13. 13, now after all Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam has gone through with regards to this child, all the difficulties that he's made, difficulty he has gone through, all the sacrifices that he's made, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants the ultimate sacrifice. Now is the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants him to part from this son, and he sees in a dream that he is sacrificing his child, that he is sloping in a child. And the dream of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, a revelation, and he is ordered to slaughter this child. Without any doubt in his mind, without hesitating for one second, without even pondering over this for one second, without even doubting in his mind as to what is being asked of him, when this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, he immediately approaches his son in Ismail alayhi salam, and he relates, Ya bunayya, inni ara fil manami anni azbahuka fanzur ma tara. Oh my son, I have seen in a dream that I am offering you in sacrifice. Tell me what you have to say about this. Tell me what is your opinion. Tell me what is your view. The child, according to Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, is only 13 years of age. 13 years of age, my brothers and sisters, bear this in mind. And this 13-year-old child is no ordinary child. He is not like my son. He is not like your son. He is the son of a Nabi. He is the son of one of the great Nabis. He is the son of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, the friend of Allah. He is son of a prophet. And they say like father, like son. Knowing that this means he will have to part from this world. He will have to part from his father. He will have to part from his mother, whom he loves daily, without any fear whatsoever, without any hesitation whatsoever. Knowing that this was a trial of the will of a father and a son, this child replies, Ya abatif alama tu'mar, fasajiduli insha'Allah min al-sabirin. O Abadan, do as you have been ordered. Do as Allah has ordered you. Insha'Allah, you will find me from amongst those that are steadfast. You will find me from amongst the sabirin. Now the day he is taken Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam to sacrifice in the jungles of Mina, as in one of the opinions that has been expressed, the ulama say it right, that the shaitan wanted to take an advantage of this situation. He wanted to take advantage of this situation when he approaches our mother. And he says to her, did you know where Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam has taken your son? To verify what she replies, he informs her no. He informs her of the reality, but she refuses to accept. He informs her, he claims that Allah has ordered him to sacrifice. Allah has ordered him to do this. Allahu Akbar, the level of iman. Yet again she replies, إِنْ كَانَ رَبُّهُ أَمَرَهُ بِذَلِكَ فَذَا أَحْسَنَ أَنْ يُثِيءَ رَبَّهُ. If Allah has ordered him to do this, then that is the best thing that he can do. Seeing that he's failed, he approaches the child, playing the same trick, and then he approaches the father, but in all three instances, he fails, and the words that are flowing from the lips of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam are obedience to the Creator, Subhanallah. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah relates, as the time of sacrifice draws near, the child says to the father, Ya Abati, Ustud ribati la'alla tasrib. Wa Abbajan, tie me with something, tie me with a belt, so I'm unable to move when you sacrifice and when you place that knife on my throat. Ya Abati, Ukfub alayya, Ya Abati, Ukfub thiyabaka andami, la'alla yusibaka thawbak, fatarahu ummi fatahzan. Wa Abbajan, I want you to keep your clothes away from my blood. If your clothes become covered with my blood, this will sadden my mother. When my mother sees this, O Abba Jan, at the same time I request, أطلع مرة سكين على حلكي ليكون أهون للموت. O Allah, O Abba Jan, I want you to make haste with this sacrifice so that this is easy on me. And at the same time, I want you to convey my last lambs to my mother. And I want you to mention, وَسُلْهَا صَوَابَ الصَّابِرِينَ. And I want you to mention the reward of those that be patient and how much sawab she is going to get for this. When Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam hears these words of his child and the child begins to cry, he says to him, نِعْمَ own anta ya bunayya ala amri. Oh my son, how helpful you are with regards to this. My brothers, when the child is crying, the angels in the heaven cannot tolerate this. The angels begin to cry. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the angels, ya malaikati, unzuru ila abdi istahuq al-khulla amla. Oh my angels, tell me now. Now is my servant worthy that I befriend him? Is he worthy of my friendship now? And the angels reply, ilahana, law kunna makanahu lam nasbir. Oh Allah, if we were in his place, we would never be able to make this summer. Oh Allah, if we were in his place, we would never be able to make the summer. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam fulfills the command of Allah. Then Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam fulfills the command of Allah and he passes the knife across his throat. But the knife does no damage as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed some copper there. The child calls out, Ya Abati, اخلب لي على وجهي فلعلك تفتحي وتدرك رقة فضحول بينك وبين أمر الله. وابا جان, turn me the other way. Maybe your heart is stubborn and thus you are unable to carry out the command of Allah. When the heavens and the earth hear what this child is saying, they are taken back by the patience of this child. And Allah calls out, Ya Ibrahim, قد صدقت رؤيا إن كذلك نزل المؤسرين. O Ibrahim, this is enough. You have fulfilled the dream. O Ibrahim, you have fulfilled the dream. O Ibrahim, you have fulfilled the dream. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam turns around and he sees a lamb from Jannah and he slaughters this lamb in its place. The child turns to a tie behind his back. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam comes and he unties this child. He unties Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam. When Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam sees this, he asks this child, Man halla kitafak? Or tell me who has untied you? And Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam replies, Abba Jan, Alladhi ja'aka bil kabsh. The very person who brought the lamb is the very person that has untied me. As I mentioned before, we will never, never be able to comprehend the true nature of this sacrifice. We will never be able to comprehend the true nature of this sacrifice. Everything about Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was phenomenal. His level of iman was phenomenal. His tawakkul was phenomenal. Look at the way they threw him inside the fire. Look at his belief then. Look how much belief he had in the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they threw him inside the fire, that Allah will come to his rescue and Allah will save him. I'm sure that you are aware that his father and the people of his time would worship idols. And he would invite them and he would say to them, هَلْ يَسْمَعُونَكُمْ يَسْتَدْعُونَ أَوْ يَنْفَعُونَكُمْ أَوْ يُدُرُّونَ. قالوا بل وجدنا آباءنا كذلك يفعلون. قال أفرأيتم ما كنتم تعبدون أنتم وآباؤكم الأقدمون فإنهم عدو لي إلا رب العالمين الذي خلقني فهو يهدين والذي هو يطعمني ويسقين وإذا مرضت فهو يشفين والذي يميتني ثم يحيين. He would say أفتعبدون من دون الله ما لا ينفعكم شيئا ولا يضركم أفل لكم ولما تعبدون من دون الله أفلا تعقلون. He would invite them day and night but they would not listen to his message and they would not act upon what he said. So Sayyidina Ibrahim والسلام, took care of his problem himself by breaking all the idols except the big one. Now when the people realized that it was Sayyidina Ibrahim والسلام, who broke the idols, angrily they remarked, حَرِّكُوهُ وَانْصُرُوا آلِهَتَكُمْ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ فَاعِلِينَ. They said, take revenge by burning him alive. Now open the books of Tafsir and you will find that it is written that they began to gather wood for this great fire from wherever they could. And everybody participated in gathering this wood. The small, the big, the old, the weak, the male, the female, to the extent that it is related. In the books of Tafsir, that if a woman fell ill, she would vow that if she got better, she would definitely gather wood for this great fire. And she would definitely gather wood for this great fire. And they, as is written in the books of Tafsir, they gathered wood for 40 days, they gathered wood for this fire. So imagine how much wood they must have gathered in these 40 days. And then a huge furnace was set, in which fire was kept blazing for days. Now, this fire is generating so much heat, that everything around it is also burning. The nearby things are also burning. How did they put Sayyidina Ibrahim ﷺ inside the fire? Nobody could even get near to the fire. A Qurdi at the time called Hizan came up with the idea of a gopher. And he was the first one ever to make a gopher. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished him. The earth opened and took him inside. They placed the gopher on a mountain. And then they tied Sayyidina Ibrahim ﷺ and they began to drag him. And when they tied him and they were dragging him, the words that were flowing on his lips were, La ilaha illa anta subhanak, laka alhamdu wa laka almulk, la sharika lak. O Allah, there is no God worthy of worship but thee. All praise are for you. The kingdom is for you. O Allah, you have no partner. They placed Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam inside the gopher. And then they throw Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam inside the fire. Such was his iman that it is related. When they threw Sayyidina Ibrahim والسلام, inside the fire, the words that were flowing from his lips were, Allahumma innaka fi samai wahid, wa ana fil ardi wahid a'budu. O Allah, you are the only one in the heavens. O Allah, and I am the only one on the earth that worships you. Hasbala Allahu wa ni'mal wakeel. As he is in the air, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam appears before him. Look at the level of iman. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is worried and concerned. And asks, O Ibrahim, tell me, alaka hajatun, is there any necessity? Do you have a need? He replies, O Ibrahim, amma ilayka fala, with regards to yourself, I have no need. I do not have a necessity. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam calls out, O Ibrahim, Salman ilayhi al-wahid, why do you ask the Almighty Allah, the one that fills all necessities, the one that fills all needs? Yet again he replies, O Jibreel, ilmuhu bihali, yughni an su'ali. O Ibrahim, O Jibreel, when he knows of my situation, when he knows what I'm going through, when he can see me, then what is the need of ask? Why should I ask him? What is the need to ask? This was his level of iman. He's been thrown inside the fire, yet he knows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save him. The angel of rain cannot tolerate this. And the angel of rain remarked, Ya Rabbi, Khaliluka yulka fil nar. O Allah, your friend Ibrahim is being thrown inside the fire. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say to the angel of rain, Can it be big for aghithu? O angel, if he asks you for help, then help him. And if he doesn't ask you for help, then do not help him, then leave him. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam knew that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would help him. He knew this was his iman, and thus when he's thrown inside the fire, there the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to the fire, Ya Nar, kuni bardun wa salaman ala Ibrahim. O fire, become cool and a means of safety for Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And the fire becomes cool and the means of safety for Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So much so that Imam Subdi relates that when Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam reached the fire, When he reached the fire, inside the fire, the angels caught him. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam brought a shirt from Jannah and a tanfuzah, something to sit on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took out a spring of sweet water for him, and the place became a garden with beautiful flowers, with yasmin, rayaheen and so forth. And Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam sat with him, talking with him. It is related, Minhal ibn Amr relates, أقام إبراهيم في النار أربعين يوما. That Sayyidina Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام remained in the fire for 40 days. Ibn Asakir further relates on the authority of Ikrama that when Sayyidina Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام was inside the fire, his mother called out, يا بنيا إني أريد أن أجيء إليك فادعو الله أن ينجيني من حر النار حولك. His mother called out, oh my son, I want to come to you. Pray to the Almighty Allah, pray to your Lord that the fire doesn't burn me. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam prays. She enters the fire, she embraces her son, she kisses her son, and then she leaves the fire without a single mark on her body. And Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu himself, after 40 days, leaves the fire without a single mark on his body. This was his level of iman. It cannot be comprehended. It was remarkable. Everything about him was remarkable. Now prior to this, or after the fire and both opinions had been expressed, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was tested yet again. He had to challenge the king. This king was no ordinary king. He was a tyrant ruler who, according to some traditions, ruled for 400 years. And he was one of the four kings that have ruled the whole world. There have only been four kings that have ruled the whole world. Two Muslim and two non-Muslim, two non-believers. The Muslims being, as Imam Mujahid says, Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam ruled the whole world, and Dhul-Qarnayn ruled the whole world. And the non-believers being Bukht-i-Nasr, and then this king Namrud, Nimrod. Now he was such a tyrant that when he was informed by the Kahana, the soothsayers of his time, that a child will be born on whose hands your kingdom will come to an end, he stopped the men from sleeping with their wives. And he ordered that every newborn child will be killed. It so happened that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was born at the time when he passed this order. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saved Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. This is the very same ruler regarding which Zayd ibn Aslam relates that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent an angel to him to invite him to Iman. But he refused. He was invited several times, but every time he was invited, he kept refusing. Finally, the fool challenged by saying, Ijma' jumu'uk wa ajma' jumu'i. Bring your army and I will bring mine and we will have a war. Full of pride, he gathered all his army. Now just imagine how big his army was. He ruled the whole world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent some flies, or some locusts, and they destroyed this army of his by eating their flesh and drinking their blood. It is narrated that one entered his nose. On a daily basis, he would hit his head with a hammer. And later he died as a result of this fly. Now this was the zalim king that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had to deal with. He had claimed divinity. He had claimed godhood. And people would treat him as their lord and their god. Now this king, fearing that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam may succeed in stirring people up against him, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was brought before him. And he asked Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Man Rabbuk? O Ibrahim, tell me, who is your Lord? And Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam replied, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِي حَاجَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ فِي رَبِّهِ أَنْ آتَاهُ الْمُلْكِ أَنْ آتَاهُ اللَّهُ الْمُلْكِ إِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّيَ الَّذِي يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam replied, as the Quran says, that my Lord is the one who gives life and my Lord is the one who gives death. Now the king replied, أَنَا أُحْيِي وَأُمِيتُ. I too give life and I too give death. So the fool ordered the executioner to behead an innocent man. The order was carried out immediately. And then he ordered that a prisoner under sentence be released. A prisoner under the sentence of death be set free. This was also done. So the fool thought that he's given life, and at the same time, he's killed somebody. So the fool said, see, I have the power to give life and death. Now Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, realizing that this king was more stupid than he thought, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, went to the kill and said, if that is the case, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْتِي بِالشَّمْسِ مِنَ الْمَشْرِكِ فَأْتِي بِهَا مِنَ الْمَغْرِبِ. My Allah causes the sun to rise from the east. You cause it to rise from the west. فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرْ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَحْدِي الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. And there, this came to an end. As the king had no answer, he became speechless and his lips were sealed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam not once, not twice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam many times. The Quran says, وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُمْ. Many a time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And every time he tested Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam passed the test with flying colors. And as a result of this, قَالَ إِنِّي جَعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was made an imam. And as a result of this, he earned the friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as a result of this, وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَاعِيلُ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ رَبَّنَا وَاجْعَلْنَا مُسْلِمِينَ لَكَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكَ وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. سيدنا إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام received the honor of making the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of making the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Makkah al-Mukarrama. My brothers and sisters, I finished as I started by saying, these days are all about Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and one can continue mentioning the different incidents that took place in these days. But what has been said, I believe, is enough. All I do is pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the tawfiq to remember Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam on these days, and to follow Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in every respect, in his love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in his sacrifices, in his obedience to Allah. Today, my brothers and sisters, is the day of Arafat, and I conclude by saying that the word Arafat is derived from the word Arafah, and the word Arafah means to recognize, it means to know, it means to familiarize oneself with. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, ka Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam showed Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wa sallam how to perform the tawaf. He then took them to Mina and told them where they should offer their praise. And then Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam took them to Arafat, and he taught them everything that what they should do in Hajj. When he taught them everything, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam began to say, Araf, Araf, oh Allah, I know now, oh Allah, I have familiarized myself, and now I know, and it is because of this, Arafat, it's called Arafat, as is one of the affiliates. I conclude by saying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give me the tawfiq to act upon what I've said. Allah, give me the tawfiq to remember Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah, give me the tawfiq to follow Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in every aspect of life. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah give you the tawfiq to remember this great prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to follow this prophet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every respect. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.